Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of How Did I Get Here? And I'm your host, Jay. Let me just make a quick explanation for those of y'all who have never heard the program before. How Did I Get Here? Is a segment where we live our best lives on the internet and come out the other side, knowing more but not feeling all that much smarter. And if you don't understand that now, I promise you by the end of this podcast, you will understand exactly what I meant. A barrage of useless information. Let's get it. Before going into the podcast of today, I just want to remind you to subscribe to the podcast as well as leave us a review. And also check out our videos on YouTube and subscribe. Turn on them notifications for amazing surprises and little segments and clips to bless your life. We're going to go into the meat of today. And the question of today is also an interesting one. This is one that I've heard a lot of people talking about, which I feel like is a common theme for most of our question. And this one, it's what's my love language? Let's talk about it. Hello? Co-host?
I'm not your co-host.
Get in.
I'm literally… I'm not your co-host.
Let's talk about
it. What could I possibly contribute right now?
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Love languages.
Go for it.
I've heard a lot about them. Gifts. Words of affirmation. Physical touch.
Mm.
That's right. I researched yesterday.
Did you really?
I did. There's exactly five total. Yeah.
Acts of service.
Important. Do you know which ones you are?
I haven't taken in a while. And it changes as you get older.
Do you remember your last results?
I think for me…
Wait. Do you remember?
Yeah.
All right. Hold it.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to explain it real quick and then we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Because it's intriguing to me as well. All right, so our starting point, do you know the five love languages? Here they are. Number one, words of affirmation. Number two, gifts. Three, acts of service. Four, quality time. And last but not least, physical touch. Now, what are these? Let me explain them. Words of affirmation, using words to build up the other person. For example, thanks for taking out the garbage. Not, it's about time you took out the garbage. Very different. Understand that. So, positive reinforcement. Number two, gifts. A gift says, he was thinking about me. Look what he got for me. Okay. Three, acts of service. Doing something for somebody that you know they would like. Cooking a meal. Washing dishes. Vacuuming the floor. Okay, I have a question, but we're going to talk about it later. So, they're all acts of service. Four, quality time. Giving your spouse your undivided attention. Taking a walk together or sitting on the couch with the TV off. Talking and listening. So just spending good quality time. Last one, physical touch. Holding hands, hugging, kissing, etc. etc. to see are all expressions of love. Okay. So the five love languages are specifically for a significant other.
Yes.
Is that what we're…
Yes, this is how you function in a romantic relationship.
So it couldn't be with a friend.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But you could argue like if it's a really like important friendship. Like this is just how you express love for someone.
I think I would argue that… So I'm assuming that you take a test and that you get…
Mm-hmm.
Like some of these are higher than the other, right?
Yes.
So let's say I got words of affirmation is the highest for me. Then I would say it's safe to assume that with any social interaction that you have with anybody… Words of affirmation would be the most important factor.
Yeah, like that's how you feel loved.
Okay.
That's how you feel appreciated the best probably.
So it probably just wouldn't be just a significant other.
Yeah, but like obviously it's important for like romantic relationships in terms of like communication. Because like most people would think that is like you really want to make sure you feel loved and like that person feels loved in that scenario.
Right. So my first thought is that you should never tell anyone publicly what your love languages are. Except your significant other. This is a weapon.
What?
This is a weapon.
Okay.
Watch. You're in a business meeting. You know exactly what their love languages are.
Okay.
You can socially entice them.
They're going to be like, Jay's hitting on me right now.
I mean, not like hitting on them. You know what I mean? Like you could like edge them over. Like let's say words of affirmation mean nothing. You don't have to say words. What if… Gifts were the big thing. Then you could just… If you wanted something from them… You could just give them gifts over and over.
Those are just social skills. That's just like knowing what like…
But you know exactly what it is. You pinpointed it.
There you go.
What a weapon.
Love is a beautiful weapon.
Love is actually a beautiful weapon. I was just having this conversation. My friends, two of my friends have been in super traumatic relationships in the past 6 months. Hmm. And who they were in a relationship with, they were friends. The two people, the others, other side, they were friends as well.
Got it.
And I've never seen this manifest in real life, but I understand what they mean by love blinds you now.
Yeah.
Because everyone in their inner circle was looking from a third person perspective into that relationship, and it looked toxic.
Yeah.
There was no way around it. All the clues led to it being level toxic, but you can't see it.
Yeah. Because especially if you're like the one who's being like targeted in terms of like manipulation and like stuff like that. I don't know.
I don't see that ever happening to me though. Or maybe that's just how it is until I'm in that spot.
Yeah, you never know.
Going back on topic. So those are the five love languages. And we're going to now do a test. I think I've done this before with like a group of friends. But discover your love language. I have just finished the quiz. I'm about to press finish. I'm pretty sure I'm acts of service. I'm like 99% sure. Finish. 9 acts of service. 9 quality time. Mm. 5 words of affirmation. Interesting. 4 receiving gifts. 3 physical touch. Interesting. Acts of service 1. Quality time. Words of affirmation, receiving gifts, and the physical touch. Okay. Well, let's interpret our profile scores. By the way, if you guys want to do this at home, it's free. You just got to look up 5 love languages on Google and there should be plenty of tests, right?
Yeah. It's like the main website that does it will pop up first.
Okay. I think it's called 5lovelanguages.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So we're going to interpret the profile score. The highest score indicates your primary love language. The highest score is 12. Wow. It's not uncommon to have 2 high scores, which I do. Acts of service and quality time. Although one language does have a slight edge for most people. That just means 2 languages are important to you. True. The lower score indicates those languages you seldom use to communicate love, which probably don't affect you very much on an emotional level. Learn more about your primary love language and how to put its use next to the corresponding badge below. Interesting. Important to remember. You may have scored certain ones of the love languages more highly than others, but do not dismiss those other languages as insignificant. Your friends and loved ones may express love in those ways. It will be beneficial for you to understand this about them. Okay. Let's look at our first highest one. Acts of service. Can helping with homework really be an expression of love? Absolutely. Anything you do to ease the burden of responsibilities weighing on an acts of service person will speak volumes. The words he or she wants to hear most is, let me do that for you.
Oh. I love just hearing that.
Laziness, broken commitments, and making more work for them tell speakers of this language their feelings don't matter. When others serve you out of love and not obligation, you feel truly valued and loved. True. I think we both agree on that one.
That shit's real.
Yo. Our next one's quality time. In quality time, nothing says I love you like full undivided attention. Being there for this type of person is critical. But really being there with the TV off, fork and knife down, and all the chores and tasks on standby makes you feel truly special and loved. Distractions, postponed activities, or the failure to listen can be especially hurtful. Whether it's spending uninterrupted time with a person, with someone else, or doing activities together. You deepen your connection with others through sharing time.
Do you agree with that?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think it has to be that intense for me.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be as in like a quiet room just like staring at each other. It can be with like the TV on and just like physically just chilling, being in the same room chilling together.
I think what they said though is I do agree with… I think it would make me mad if like I was trying to have a conversation with someone. Mm. Especially someone that I loved and they were just busy doing something else the whole time.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Right. So I guess quality time is something… Because that's kind of like an act of service.
Mm-hmm.
That's dropping everything.
Like caring for someone. Yes.
Right. Okay. Words of affirmation. Actions don't speak louder than words. If this is your love language, unsolicited compliments mean the world to you. Yeah, it's not.
I think for me, I take words of affirmation as not as like shallow compliments. Like to me, right. I think what that means is like you do something and you get recognized for it. So it's like if you do something nice for someone, they're like, thank you. That was really thoughtful.
Oh, that's completely different.
That's a word. That is words of affirmation. They're affirming
your
something
actions.
Like that you are like something about yourself or something you did. And being right. I see that. Okay. I'm recognizing it and like thankful for it or something.
Okay. That actually makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
I was just thinking in the context of like unsolicited comments.
No. It's affirmation.
Okay. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. If I worked hard for something and someone's telling me, hey, you did a good job, I might cry. I might cry. Next one, receiving gifts. Don't mistake this love language for materialism. The receiver of gifts thrives on the love, thoughtfulness, and effort behind the gift. That actually makes a lot more sense than gifts. Because I don't believe in gifts either.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, but the idea of going out of your way, out of a busy scheduled day to get a gift and being like, hey, I thought of you. This is for you. Maybe the idea is nice.
That's sweet.
Huh. Next one, physical touch. A person whose primary love language is physical touch. Not surprisingly, very touchy. Hugs, pats on the back, thoughtful touches on the arm. They can all be ways to show excitement, concern, care, and love. Physical touch is… I got a 3. I guess I don't care.
You don't register it as something.
Something that matters.
Yeah. I think I don't care about like touch from someone else. But I notice that like I, without thinking about it… Like when I talk to someone, yeah. I definitely do like pat on the arm, like to right. like if I'm like talking to them about something,
right?
Or like if I don't know, I do that a lot. I like a lot of just like pats. I do pats.
Maybe it's an innate communication thing.
I think it's just to make sure I have their attention most of the time.
That you're more attentive.
Like that, there's I'm like, hey, I'm talking to you. Pay attention to me.
okay.
But I also do like if I feel like someone is like. You know, feeling down or like stressed out. I definitely do like, I sometimes don't even think about it. I do like a slight rub on the back.
Yeah, same. Thing. Like if someone's crying.
Yeah. Or not, it doesn't have to be crying. Like sometimes, you know, somebody would be like something really just stressful happened to me. I'd just be like, yeah. And then I'll like, you know, do a slight rub on the back and then I'll like put my hand away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But like a lot of times I don't think about it. But friends told me like they pointed it out as something they noticed.
Was physical touch high for you on the list?
No.
So the numbers don't matter on this.
Well, I don't.
It's what you appreciate opposed to what you do. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't care if someone does that to me. But I for sure do tend to subconsciously do that to other people.
Okay. I just thought it would work in and out the same numbers.
Not necessarily.
I guess it's different.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a way that you could calculate what you do. And how you show love.
I don't know. It might be similar.
Right? It should be pretty similar. Because if
that's how you see as… Interpret as love.
Then that's how you would reciprocate it.
Possibly.
Interesting. Okay. Now that we've taken the test. Ooh. Okay. Let's talk about it. How the 5 love languages get misinterpreted. And you left me a little information on this description. Basically, the creed is intended for people to adjust how they express their loves to compromise with their partner. But instead, people just take it as, this is how I am and I gotta find someone just like me. Okay, that's not how life works.
Yeah, but that okay. they're saying like they notice that people have been misinterpreting like the right. point of the language quiz thing.
Okay. So this is from The Atlantic. The header reads, family. It isn't about your love language, it's about your partner's. True. The idea that there are 5 distinct love languages may be as familiar to some people today as the idea that there are 7 continents, 4 seasons, or 3 stooges, which is a pretty spectacular showing. All told, for a concept that was introduced in 1992, year I was born, book by a Southern Baptist pastor that was aimed mostly at married Christian couples. The author, Gary Chapman, based his theory that everyone has a primary love language. That is, a category of behaviors that they most immediately associate with affection. On his own observations as a counselor, enumerated in the book and how well known to millions of 5 love languages are quality time, physical touch, acts of service, giving and receiving gifts, words of affirmation. Okay, here it is. Here's an anomaly in the problem that the author did not expect. It became a self-focused way of discussing love languages, which is different from what the concept's inventor seemed to have intended. As the idea has grown ever more ingrained in the popular consciousness, Chapman's consistent urging toward leaning other people's love languages and modifying one's own behavior accordingly has been de-emphasized. In its place has emerged the notion that the point of knowing your love language is to find a partner with the same or to request that others learn to speak it. And as a result, at least according to some researchers, the real value of love language in a relationship tool may be getting lost in a large-scale cultural game of telephone. Wow.
Yeah. So if like your partner has like different love language standards than you,
right.
Do you think you would try to like meet them? Like,
of course.
Like, yeah. If they're like, gifts aren't important to you, but they're important to me.
Of course.
You would give them gifts.
Yeah. Aren't relationships all about meeting in the middle?
Yeah.
Compromise.
Yeah. I would just say, I can also see the argument from others where it would be like, well, this is about principal values. Why
what?
Do like you know what I'm talking about? I'm yeah. doing like devil's advocate.
No,
right
no,
now.
No,
I don't believe this, but you know, someone could be like, well, why do gifts mean so much to them? Why are they so obsessed with things? You know, and like they'll think that and like, well, I don't want to be with someone who prioritizes things over like what I think is important in like real relationship or whatever.
That's kind of like saying, hey, you know what? If we're a fit piece of a puzzle, then it works. And if it doesn't, so be it. I'll just find someone that fits with me.
Yeah.
But you're a puzzle. How are you going to find someone that's a perfect fit with you?
Some people believe that that's possible.
Look, we talked about soulmates.
Yeah.
And I don't even think soulmate standards fit that standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there are going to be edges that you need to work out, right? No one could be exactly the same unless you grew up in the same like pretext,
mm-hmm.
same kind of family background to the T. Even then you'd be different because the experiences would be different.
Possibly.
Yeah. But if somehow you ever met someone that was completely 100% the same as you, I mean applause.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's also just kind of like narcissistic.
I mean that too. But I mean if you ever did, yo, like power to you. Get married for sure. I agree with the author. This tool should never be considered as like a matchmaker tool.
Mm.
Like, hey, they have the same love languages to me. Maybe we'll fit. Or they have different factors that are higher rated than me. Maybe we won't fit. Maybe this is a bad idea. I don't think that should ever be the case. It should be used as a tool, just like the actor was. The actor, just like the writer was saying.
Yeah. There you go.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, do you see that like the love language things, like do you see that like you tend to go out of your way to do acts of service for other people that you care about? Like do you try to have quality time with like the people you care about?
Yeah, acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me for magnets from Europe. I got you magnets from Europe.
You gave me one.
Magnet from
Europe. You give me one magnet.
You asked for a magnet from Europe.
You forgot it. And you forgot it yesterday.
You know, if friends ask me to do something, then I'll oblige.
Yeah.
Act of service. Gifts. Magnet from Europe. Yeah. I mean, I guess it does get practiced in everyday life. That's interesting though.
Like, yeah, if you, like, think back on times where you might have, like, gotten feelings hurt, was it because they were, like, you know, lacking in certain parts of that list?
See, the problem with me is that I'm a goldfish and I literally just pass on information that passes by me.
Okay.
So my history, I never remember until someone brings it up.
Of, like, what you do for people or what people have done for you?
Things that I deem don't have to be saved in my hard drive.
Yeah.
I just kind of… skid them by and then someone will bring it up and I'll be like, oh, that did happen. And then I'll remember it.
Yeah.
Except like super traumatizing events.
Yeah.
Like being kicked off my bike at like 11 years old, something like that.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. But other than that, I'll remember things.
Hmm.
I guess… I mean, I'm assuming that it's going to have to do with my love languages, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to feel betrayed because my acts of service weren't returned.
Yeah. Or appreciated.
Or appreciated.
Yeah.
Appreciating an act of service is an act of service in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you for the magnet. Really appreciated.
I appreciate you
leaving your hotel room
me.
For 20 minutes Dude. To go to a gift shop.
Yes.
Did you get it at the airport? Or did you get it at an actual tourist shop?
I got it at a tourist shop.
Okay. There
right?
you go.
That, active service.
That is going out of your way more than exactly. going to the airport.
Appreciate me again.
You did a great job with
Thank
the magnet.
I appreciate that. Take that to heart. Alrighty, now that we have answered the main big question of today, which was, what's my love language? I really deeply, deeply appreciate this question because it started to make me wonder a lot of things. And I'm sure you have more questions. If you have any specific questions, please remember to send them to us. We could dive into other segments on a different episode and maybe we could discuss exactly what you're thinking. But for now, we are going to take a time of rest to rest our weary minds that have too much information jumbled into them. This is Ige, Ellie Trains.
I'm stuck in this room, cause it sounds beautiful. So to this realize, so to you, wish we could stay. I found so much as thinking. Keep you in my eyes. Who's that?
Welcome back, everybody. And now that we have answered our question of the day, we're going to reciprocate our appreciation for you and answer maybe some of the questions that you had for me. This is from our Discord. And this first question comes today from early 30s. Does he have a Steam account? Yes, I do. Next question. This question comes from Nova. Okay, I have a real question personally for Jay. What advice would you give to someone who's being ghosted? I'm currently going through a constant cycle of grieving due to a personal close friend avoiding people for months. I just want to know if you could give me or anyone who is suffering from this situation some advice. It would mean a lot to me personally if you answered. Being ghosted. So I guess it's a friend. It's not a love interest. When you're ghosted by a friend, I feel like that's just them telling you that they need space.
Mm.
It's not a I hate you. I never want to talk to you ever again.
Yeah.
I think it's mostly just, hey, I need some room right now. And we may have been texting back and forth for the past 2 weeks, months, possibly years. And I've come to a spot in my life where I kind of need time to think for myself. That's all it is.
But do you get offended or like get slightly hurt if you feel like someone's ghosting you?
No, because I do it all the time. No, because I don't ghost people intentionally. What happens is I end up getting so many katang messages or text messages that they don't appear on the front page of my screen anymore. And I just kind of forget about the conversation. And then something will happen to remind me of them like a couple weeks later, a month later. And I'll be like, oh, shoot. And I'll text them and be like, hey, sorry, totally forgot. And they'll be like, I'm used to it. You Aww. Do it to me all the time. I'm like, that's why you're my friend.
Yeah. Understanding.
Yeah, I just kind of got to understand because I totally get it. I get the other side of this. It's usually when they're, you know, they have too much to think about and they don't want to think anymore. They want to sit at home and chill, not look at their phone, not be texting 24/7, having to, you know, constantly feel this conversation. They just need a break. Give them a little bit of time, you know, text them once in a while. How are you doing? I promise you eventually the conversation will restart. Now that we have finished those questions, we want to welcome you to the conclusion of today's show. Today, we have discussed many important factors. We have talked about love languages, We have talked about what those love languages may mean to your personal life. We have talked about ghosting people and why they do it. We hope that you have learned just as much as we have today. And if you had any other questions for us, please, please, please send them to #HDIGH and let us know what we should be talking about on our next big adventure, aka episode. You can send them to us on our Instagram and Twitter at @TheDiveStudios as well as youtube.com/DiveStudios. Also, if you have personal questions for me, please send them to my Twitter at @JAE_DAY6. And please, please, please do not forget to subscribe and review this podcast. Hopefully, you guys learned what you needed to learn, and we will see you again next time. Later.
How did I get here? With Jay.